new moon, or of the full moon, or of the seasons of the year, or of the first fruits of spring, if no guests are present, if the offering of the sacrifice is left undone or not done according to rule, or the offering to all the gods is forgotten, then the offerer does not attain the reward of the seven worlds. The dancing flames of the sacred fire are seven. The black, the terrific, that which is swift as the mind, that which is dark with smoke, the deep red, the spark blazing, and the luminous, omniformed flame. If a man begins his sacrifice when the flames are luminous, and considers for the offerings the signs of heaven, then the holy offerings lead him on the rays of the sun, where the Lord of all gods has his high dwelling. And when on the rays of sunlight the radiant offerings raise him, then they glorify him in words of melody. Welcome, they say, welcome here. Enjoy the heaven of Brahma, won by pure, holy actions. But unsafe are the boats of sacrifice to go to the farthest shore. Unsafe are the 18 books where the lower actions are explained. The unwise who praise them as the highest end go to old age and death again. Abiding in the midst of ignorance, but thinking themselves wise and learned, fools aimlessly go hither and thither, like blind led by the blind. Wandering in the paths of unwisdom, we have attained the end of life, think the foolish. Clouds of passion conceal to them the beyond, and sad is their fall when the reward of their pious actions has been enjoyed. Imagining religious ritual and gifts of charity as the final good, the unwise see not the path supreme. Indeed, they have in high heaven the reward of their pious actions, but thence they fall and come to earth or even down to lower regions. But those who in purity and faith live in the solitude of the forest, who have wisdom and peace and long not for earthly possessions, those in radiant purity pass through the gates of the sun to the dwelling place supreme, where the spirit is in eternity. Beholding the worlds of creation, let the lover of God attain renunciation. What is above creation cannot be attained by action. In his longing for divine wisdom, let him go with reverence to a teacher, in whom live the sacred words, and whose soul has peace in Brahman. To a pupil who comes with mind and senses in peace, the teacher gives the vision of Brahman, of the spirit of truth and eternity. Part 2. Chapter 1. This is the truth. As from a fire of flame thousands of sparks come forth, even so from the Creator an infinity of beings have life, and to him return again. But the spirit of light above form, never born, within all, outside all, is in radiance above life and mind, and beyond this creation's Creator. From him comes all life and mind, and the senses of all life. From him comes space and light, air and fire and water, and this earth that holds us all. The head of his body is fire, and his eyes the sun and the moon. His ears the regions of heaven, and the sacred Vedas his word. His breath is the wind that blows, and this whole universe is his heart. This earth is his footstool. He is the spirit that is in all things. From him comes the sun, and the source of all fire is the sun. From him comes the moon, and from this comes the rain and all herbs that grow upon earth. And man comes from him, and man unto woman gives seed. And thus an infinity of beings come from the Spirit Supreme. The verses of the Rig Veda, and songs of the Sama Veda, prayers of the Yajur Veda,